A federal judge's ruling last week that requires the government to further consider climate change when planning coal development is getting mixed reactions from coal industry advocates and environmental groups. Last Friday, Great Falls District Judge Brian Morris ruled that the Federal Bureau of Land Management must consider mining less in the country's biggest coal region when analyzing mining's impact on climate change. The ruling could reduce mining in the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming.
You know, there are certainly jobs that are put in jeopardy with these types of decisions.
Chuck Deneau, a spokesperson for Count on Coal Montana, says less coal is not the answer, but instead more research should be done to find cleaner ways to mine and burn it.
And if we're serious about combating climate change and combating energy poverty around the world, then we've got to get serious about carbon capture and sequestration. That means we need to build new coal plants where that technology can be deployed.
Environmental groups who are praising the judge's decision push back on the notion that any coal can be considered clean. Derv Johnson is a staff attorney with the Montana Environmental Information Center.
It's just silly. It doesn't pass laugh test. There's no such thing as clean coal. That's just a side tangent and a road that we don't need to go down. We have viable clean alternatives that don't require coal mining, which comes with a whole host of environmental impacts and health impacts that clean energy does not have.
The lawsuit challenging the BLM's current coal mining policies and planning in the Powder River Basin was filed in March of 2016 by the Western Environmental Law Center on behalf of the Montana Environmental Information Center and other groups.